Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利了。这些奖品呢，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合英语学习，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那么大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Hey Nora, I know you are a fan of Marvel movies. Do you know that there is a new movie coming out at the end of this year, highlighting one female character in particular?
Yeah, I've heard about it. 听说啊，漫威它继 Captain Marvel 之后呢，又要拍一部女性角色的英雄电影，叫做 Eternals, 永恒族。
So, can you recognize the leading actress? She has appeared in another Marvel movie before.
Really? Which role was she playing? I've seen her pictures and done a bit research about her.
Yeah, her name is Gemma Chan.
Well, even you said that, I didn't realize that she was also in another movie.
Yeah, that's normal. She was playing a minor role. She portrayed Minerva in Captain Marvel.
I see. 还是有一点点难想起来。不过这样一算，她就是在漫威宇宙扮演了不同的角色。这个好像很少发生哎。
Right, she is one of the few actresses to have portrayed multiple characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.Fans were all surprised when the cast came out.
看来还是有很多过人的特点才会让导演不惜给他多个角色。那在这里呢，我们用英文说到扮演什么角色，除了可以用 play a role 之外呢，还可以用到一个单词 portray.
Yeah, portraying different roles or characters is also to act a particular role in a film or movie.
是的，那我们今天在这期节目里面呢，就和大家一起来聊一聊 Gemma Chan.兴起的好莱坞华裔之星。那我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So Colin, which movie or TV show turned her into an overnight success?
Well, she had portrayed many extra roles before, until 2018. Then she burst onto Hollywood in a romantic comedy, Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians. 这个电影的中文名啊，叫做《摘金奇缘》，里面的演员呢，都是亚裔，很难让人忽视这部剧啊。
Yeah, I found that the reviews weren't really good. It has got a weak script.
Yeah, but that's in China. Overseas, it was huge, and the movie did make her noticeable. It cemented her status as an international star.
I see. 这我还真没想到啊，其实在国内呢，这部电影就评分特别的低，但是在国外啊，还是非常的有名的。虽然它的剧情非常的俗套，但是呢，还是让她成为了享誉国际的亚裔演员。那在这里呢，我们刚刚用到了一个词 cement.做名词这个其实是指的建筑行业的水泥。
Yeah, and you know, cement is used in building to stick bricks together and to make very hard surfaces. Its function is to make things stronger. So as a verb, we use this to mean make a relationship, an agreement, a status stronger.
Got it. Cement, 水泥它的作用本身就是加固嘛，所以做动词呢也可以表示巩固、加强一段关系啊，或者是地位等等。
That's right. So for example, he hopes to cement close links with his corporational partners.
对，那其实我在搜索 Gemma Chan 的资料的时候啊，发现她其实之前并不是从事的演艺圈。She was almost not an actress.
That's also an interesting story.She studied law at Oxford University, and after graduation, she won a job at a law firm.
So she worked as a lawyer for several years?
No, she deferred the placement for 2 years in a row and finally decided to pursue a career in acting.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. 那刚刚用到一个单词啊 defer, 它指的是 to put off or postpone, 就是推迟。So defer placement.意思就是说他拿到了这份工作机会但是一直没有去就搁置在那里。
Yeah, and then she went to the drama school to pursue acting.
没错，那 pursue is to do something over a period of time. 经常就会和职业连用，表示从事某一行。For example, she wishes to pursue a medical career.
就是说她希望从事医学的职业。
Right, so from the moment she turned down her law career to follow her dream into acting, Gemma Chan has forged an unconventional path to Hollywood.
这个演艺和法律啊，的确是完全两个不同的职业，所以算是开辟了一条全新的道路。哎，我们刚刚其实用到的这个表达就是 forge an unconventional path.
Yeah, to forge can mean to put a lot of effort into making something successful.And unconventional is something untraditional and new.
Right. Forge 指的就是努力做到某件事情。Unconventional 指的就是新的。So forge a path, 这个短语呢就是说走出来自己的路。我们也可以说是 forge a new career, 另创了新事业。
Exactly. Of course, this path for her is not easy. It took like 10 years and a lot of patience for Gemma Chan to gain proper recognition.
对，而且因为当时的好莱坞嘛，其实也是有种族歧视的。她作为一名亚裔演员呢，很多角色都不会给到她。那能够做到现在的知名度，是真的需要耐心和坚持了。不过啊，我发现她还有一个特点，她就真的是靠直觉行事。Not many people would make the same decision if they were in her shoes.
Absolutely. Well, she said it herself that she's always been a fly by the seat of my pants kind of person. If she can leave things until the last minute, she will.
Wait, fly by the seat of someone's pants? What does this phrase mean?
Oh, it's doing things relying on instinct rather than logic or knowledge.
Okay, 原来这个短语的意思啊，指的是凭直觉做事。So where does this idiom come from?
Well, you know, when people first began flying aircraft, they did not have the same advanced navigation tools to communicate with people on the ground as they do now.Therefore, people were flying by the seat of their pants or flying without the ability to communicate or even fully plan things out.
啊，意思就是说在开飞机的时候呢，只能够靠自己的直觉，因为在之前嘛，是没有这种先进的工具可以和地面的人进行交流的。So, if you're doing something for the first time and have no idea how to do it, you're just also flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
好，那我们今天其实聊了很多关于这个 Gemma Chan 的故事啊。她从牛津放弃了年薪2000万，到现在成为了一个好莱坞炙手可热的亚裔演员。It's not hard to see that this success is also closely linked with her personality or her character.
Right. She's brave, persistent,And she embraces her differences as her strength.
Mm-hmm.
She's also really quite beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
These all contribute to her fame.
是的，好了，那今天的节目呢，我们也到这里结束了。最后呢，再提醒一下大家，我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
This is Colin. Thanks for listening, everyone.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。